Small FM 96. Point 6 FM.
Yes, good morning to the Richard Murphy's Breakfast Hour with my co-presenter,
Richard D. Crowley.
Yes, it's a 2 weeks on the Breakfast Hour. We've got lots of things for you this morning. We've got lots of guides for your travel. We've got some special games and some...
And breakfast menu,
yes. Yes, breakfast menu, our special game week in the Thousand Smoothers. Yes, so this morning it's been a very interesting roundup on the news. Did you say, Mark, on the news this morning there was a very interesting story about a spider in Kent?
Yes, I heard about the spider in Kent. There was a big problem, the big tailback going over in the M25 off at the Swanage turn-off. Oh, it was the right palaver.
Yes, it's a bloody nightmare. But you know, this swan that was on the M25, you know, it was an amazing beast. It was over 80 metres tall.
No.
Bloody right it was. Yeah, so anyway, they had a real problem with a spider. Lots of clearing up and lots of spider's eggs everywhere. It's a bloody nightmare for them. But did you know that also Stella Black?
Yes, I heard about Stella Black. Yes, she. It turns out she wears wigs.
Yes, not only does she wear wigs, but she's also got a very greasy minge.
I heard that too. It was Roger DeCourcy who told me.
Yes, Roger DeCourcy had a very subtle time with Stella Black. But it's not the only thing in the news, you know, because also I've read news. And you know Russell Grant?
Oh, I know Russell Grant, the little fat man, yeah.
Yes, he's an astrologer and everybody knows him. But did you know that he's been accused of bumming children?
He's been accused of what? I'll tell you what, I don't like him, and he's kind either. He's by Mr. Norcliffe. Mr. Norcliffe.
Yes, well, funny you said say Mr. Norcliffe, Richard, because you know what our first single this morning is going to be. You don't know what our first single this morning is going to be, do you?
No, I
won't keep you in suspense any longer, please, Richard, because it is called Kid Obama by Mr.
Norcliffe.
By Jed Norcliffe, you know
no,
Jed?
No, not Jed Norcliffe, no.
Yes, I'm afraid it is Jed Norcliffe, he's our biggest fan.
Jed Norcliffe. I like to bum moles. Now sing my song. Oh, my name is Norcliffe. I like to bum moles. Pick the bass. I like bumming moles and it's my favourite hobby. I do it every day and I don't know if it is shocking. I like to bum every day.
Special guest. Do you know who the Jed Norcliffe special guest was on that single?
It was Lionel Blair.
Yes, it was Lionel Blair. He's a very special man. We all love it. You know, I met Lionel Blair once at a fair in Salisbury.
Whereabouts was that?
It was a fair in Salisbury. You know Salisbury Common?
Yes, the nice fair over there.
It's a very nice fair. I met him there. I said, hey, Lionel Blair, I met you at the fair. And he said, yes, you do meet me at the fair. My name is Lionel Blair.
And he wears flares, well, look out.
No, he wasn't wearing flares. He was wearing a nice gold llama cat suit.
Oh, was he?
Yes, it's a very nice cat suit. One similar sort of cat suit to the one worn by most grandmothers.
Oh.
So you need to be closer to the mic, Richard.
Yes, well, yes, I understand that now. I was pretending to be a mouse.
Yes. So anyway, on the breakfast show this morning, we have a special guest coming in.
Who is this special guest?
Oh, he's a secret special
you
guest.
You never tell me those special
guests. Yes, you don't need to know about special guests because the special guest we have today is a very close friend of Keith Chegwin.
Who is it then?
This...
It's not Maggie Philbin.
It's Maggie Philbin, yes. It's Maggie Philbin.
Has she got a new band together?
Yes, he has a new band together. It's called Maggie's and the Bum Shiners.
That's what I heard of, and they're supposed to be really good.
They've got a new single now. It's bloody amazing.
Yes. Well, I'd like to hear how bloody amazing this actual song is.
Have you seen the video for the single?
I haven't. No, because I'm blind, if you don't remember.
Yes, I know you're blind and I'm a deaf mute. But the thing is, the video is amazing because in the video, she puts a dead camel up her bumhole.
That's always good to see.
It gives it a nice sheen.
Nice Barry sheen.
The Barry she gets from the dead camel up the bumhole. It's an amazing, it's an amazing sheen. But, you know, all in all, I think this is going to be the single of the month.
I think it's going to be the single of a lifetime.
Should we have a listen to the single?
Yes, I think we should.
Maggie and the Bum Shiners with the single Dead Camel Sheen. I've got that dead camel sheen on my bum.
I heard a lot about this camel foot on your bum.
I got the sheen from a dead camel. Never felt so good.
Was it anything to do with Barry Sheen and the camel incident on his motorcycle?
No, it wasn't.
It was not.
Well, personally, I think that is one of the best singles of the month, as I said before.
Yes, I quite like that. It was smooth, quite bluesy, a little jazzy. It reminded me a lot of Razzmatazz.
Oh, Razzmatazz, Jazzmatazz. It was one of the most best songs of a jazz bass line I've ever heard in my life. You know Maggie Philbin, she can't even play an instrument.
No, I know. She holds that guitar like she can play one, but she can't.
She can't, no. She's very good at holding things like a guitar because she's got hands.
Yes, well, I know that because... Maggie lost the hand quite recently, so let's swiftly move on.
Yes, I know. It's a very bad incident. She was on her skateboard and she fell off, and it was a real bloody nightmare for her. Yes, but I suppose now, Richard, enough of us nattering on, because our listeners, the letters, are the most important paper we have got, aren't they, really?
Yes.
Yes, and because they're the most important paper they have got, we do have to cater for their needs.
Yes, well, you've got to cater for all people's needs, because in this world there are people who are less fortunate than me and you.
Yes, they're very less fortunate. Some of them even wear sandals.
Yes, well, I know. But anyway, today's guest, he's just come back from touring America.
Yes, he has.
Right.
With the very big concert line.
Yes, right, and...
River dance thing that he does.
Well, yes, he does have Michael Flatley on occasionally for the river dance.
Yes,
it's,
I know.
Yes. Oh, it's such a joy to watch.
Yes, it's very much so.
Anyway, here is Ben Derrick and...
not the Ben Derrick.
Yes, the Ben Derrick.
Ben Derrick.
And The Shot.
The Shot. Ben Derrick and The Shot.
Yes, or what, The Money Shot is what...
And is Ben Derrick going to be giving us some sort of example of his work today?
Yes, he's going to be doing I Like Spuzz because he's my cuz.
That is one of the best songs titles I think I've heard for many, many minutes.
Yes, I think so too.
Are they going to be live in the studio or are we going to be playing a CD?
No, they're actually going to be playing live, like quite an acoustic set, I think.
That sounds like an amazing thing, an acoustic set. Right then, listeners, after the news we have coming up and the travel, where you'll be hearing Ben Derrick and The Shot with their Scars is My Favourite Cars. It's a great song. And coming up after the news and weather on Mong FM 96.6.
Welcome and good morning to Mong FM News. My name is Terry Golan and my friend here alongside me is called Philip Schofield.
Hello, I'm called Pip sometimes and I host the morning show with Firm Britain. But yes, there's no news today. It will be coming up later because there's nothing happening and weather's good.
Yes, weather is good, and today in London top temperatures will be 159 degrees Celsius and the lowest temperatures in the Scotland Isles will be 14 degrees Celsius. Pigeons in the west will be having babies and lambs in the north will be psychotically killing everyone with guns.
That is the news.
News.
Yes, well, Richard, we've had a real upsetting moment here.
Yes, I know. I heard it through my earphones.
Yes, you know Ben Derrick on The Shot, listeners. He was due to play here live in some sort of real quality movement. And he's gone home.
Yes, well, listen, listeners, you know what he's done now? He didn't like the facilities that was here. He said they were below par and he would not be playing such an establishment. Now, I ask you, I know there's a lot of Ben Derek fans out there, but is this the senseless, mindless ramblings of a madman?
Well, Richard, it sounds very much to me like it would be that, yes. And so, listeners, we're going to have to get away from that now. But we have, obviously, lots more coming up for you this morning. We're going to start off with a live switch over to our mobile team who are commentating this year at this year's Bumfest 2007 at Earls Court. Yes, and we're going to go live over to them now. It's Ted Maxwell and Rudy Steinberger commentating this year at Bumfest Earls Court 2007. Over to you now, people. Yeah, thank you, Richards. You join us here at this year's Bumfest at Earls Court 2007 at the final of the Championship Waft-Off competition on the floor this evening. Sorry, apologies. First of all, joining me this evening, I forgot about you there, Rudy, is Rudy Steinberger the American Waft-Off Championship Committee. Rudy, tell us now, the two people down on the floor tonight is Sir Waft-A-Lot, I do apologise, and the Anal Countdown, known as the Count on the Circuit in America. What can you tell us about Anal Countdown?
Well, Anal Countdown, Ted, is like, he's one of those guys who's a lot of the time, he's quite steady, you know, like, and then he's got, sometimes, he's knocked opponents clean out with just the sheer waft of his, like, his farts, man.
Now, Rudy, I would definitely agree with that. I saw him in action at the Carnegie Hall in New York about 2 years ago now when he knocked out the sphincter.
I was there, Ted.
Knocked out the sphincter in the first fart. The waft was awesome. It was such an awesome fart that I turned into an American overnight.
Ted, right, there was, like, so many people for at least the first four rows got that waft, and like, wow, man, that really was some waft off.
Yes, and hopefully tonight, this evening's competition is going to be even more powerful in terms of waft off. So we're going to be going over to the floor very shortly. So Waft-A-Lot versus the Anal Countdown.
I gotta say, for Sir Waft-A-Lot, that he's a very good opponent for the Count.
Well, the odds tonight, Anal Countdown 6-1, Sir Waft-A-Lot 12-4.
Yeah.
Sir Waft-A-Lot seems to be the favorite.
I think he does.
So now, here we go. We're going down there for the first evil clench. Sir Waft-A-Lot is wafting first. Let's see if he can pull anything off. Let's listen carefully to the sphincter mics they have and the rectum reverb, just to see what we can hear. Sir Waft-A-Lot goes for the first fart. Sounds low. Let's see what happens to the Anal Countdown. Big sniff. No, handled with ease. With ease.
I think that the Count got it there. But Sir Waft-A-Lot's just warming up, I think. You haven't seen the best. You haven't seen the best of Sir Waft-A-Lot, man. He is.
Next, it's the time of the Anal Countdown. Tensing facial muscles. He seems to be concentrating.
He is really concentrating there.
He's taking his time. He's going forward. Here he goes. It's not too bad. It seems to be a decent velocity achievement.
Well, the sound was there, but, like, we got to find out of what the actual waft and what devastation that smell could do.
The waft-o-meter hit 6.9 on the waft-o-meter.
Hey, man, that's kind of out there. Like, there's only a few people there. I think it was Gutsy Pants McGraw.
Look at the reaction, sir, from Sir Waft-A-Lot. He's taking it full in the face. Both nostrils even closing. Fine, taken with ease.
Yes. Again, though, we got to find out what the waft's like.
The Anal Countdown is... No, sorry. No, it's a Waft-A-Lot. He's going for his next blow. Let's listen. Carefully. Jesus fucking Mary! That was colossal! The Sir Waft-A-Lot has hit back with the biggest waft-off I have ever seen.
Oh my god, Rudy.
That is the biggest waft off. That is totally out of sight. Period, man. I tell you, it's just motherfucking period.
Yes, Rudy, well, with that, Sir Waftalot seems to have won this year's waft-off competition.
He quite literally blew him away.
A short round, I expected more from the anal countdown.
I think he's been about a few years. I don't think he's got what it takes anymore. I think the new young breed, like Sir Waftalot, it, you know, is going to take some beating. These are the new generation of waft-offs, man.
Rudy, I think you're right. It's been a great competition here. Some of the audience members have been overcome by Sir Waftalot, but it's a risk you take to watch Bumfest 2007. So it's goodbye from us here at Elves Court.
Hey, see you Richard, there.
Back to Richard and Mong FM.
Hi, guys.
Mong FM 96.6 FM.
Yes, well, thank you, the team over Elf Cult. Thank you, Rudy and Ted, for a very interesting Bumfest 2007.
Yes, I really like that. I think I might go next year.
Yes, I might even take a look at the DVD Championship over the history of the Bumfest competition. But now then, Richard, we've got not much time left on our morning breakfast show.
Yes, there's not much time, but we have a little time for a special guest performing live from his album Bum Classics. It's Don't Stick It In There. And it's a classic artist everyone loves. It's Freddie Finnbush.
Yes, Freddie Finnbush has joined us tonight. He's going to perform a live number from his greatest hits album.
Bum
I believe
Classics.
It's called, what is the name of the song there?
Bum Classics.
No, it's not Bum Classics. It's called, you know, I've only gone and forgotten it.
It is Bum Classics.
The Fiddler, that's
the
it.
Fiddler.
The Fiddler, I forgot that, yes. It's called The Fiddler, and it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song. It's one of my wife's favourites. She listens to it whilst hanging in the garage, hanging pictures up of big men with nice, long noses.
Yes, I've seen her. She's a bit mad, your wife.
Yes, the less said the better. I wish you well, darling, if you're listening. Right, now we're going to have a live performance over to Freddie Finnbush. My name is Freddie, and I'm a rock star.
I like fish cakes.
My name is Freddie, and I'm a rock star.
I like liver.
And steak and kidney pie, cause it really makes me cry at midnight.
That's one of my favourites.
My name is Freddie, and I'm a pop star.
So am I.
Well, I don't know about you, Richard, but I think that was a very good single.
I think it's the best thing I've seen in at least the last 5-10 minutes.
Yes, I'm going to have to recommend it to all of my friends, my mum and my dad and my dog, to buy that single, because it proceeds to go to charity, you know.
What charity does it go to?
It goes to the charity for the defence of Albanian bum quiz.
Really?
Yes, it's a very good charity for the Albanians who have bum problems, because it solves them with a magic pencil.
I've actually never come across this before. I don't know what you're talking about.
You haven't been to Albania like I have to... what am I saying? Anyway, we have to move on now, I'm afraid, Richard.
Why is that, Richard, then? What have we got on the show next?
Well, we're going over to Brands Hatch to see things that move very, very fast.
Cars?
Yes, that's right, motor vehicles. We're going to Brands Hatch to see the Mong Race 2007.
Is Gary Newman going to be there?
Gary Newman is going to be there. Also going to be there with Gary Newman is George Harrison's ex-girlfriend, Pamela Kimberlot.
I haven't seen her for years. I still like Pamela.
Yes, she's a very nice girl. She's got long hair and four hands.
Yes, I always wondered about that.
Anyway, we must go now, so we're going to go over to what is her name, our new weather woman? Yes, it's Yvette Hushmas van Tassa from Holland. She's going to give us the weather. Over to you, Yvette. It's Yvette's as long as him with the weather.
Hello, this is Yvette here.
It's Mom FM 96. 0.6 FM.
Richard, the weather, thank you for Yvette, that was brilliant. So Richard, before we go over to Baron Thatch, I'm afraid there's some bad news I have to pass on, you know.
Yes, we just heard that Maggie Philbin has passed away.
Yes, unfortunate as it is, Keith Chagwin has just phoned me with a tear in his voice. I was able to digest the words that Maggie Philbin has left us and passed away. It was an unfortunate accident, you know, Richard. She was riding her horse through the trees and she was hit by a nuke fired from Syria. It is with regret that she was the only person killed. The horse was okay, slightly bruised. But Maggie unfortunately suffered serious injuries and did not recover in the ambulance on the way to hospital. Apparently she lost a lot of blood and nobody could find it. So Maggie passed away, and it is with much regret that the Mong FM has to broadcast this news to you, listeners.
R.I.P. Maggie Philbin.
Yes, Maggie, we will miss you.
Me? Especially. Never mind. Mong FM.
It's okay, Richard, don't worry. Well, we were all close friends with Maggie, but she's gone to the big stew pot in the sky now.
Yes, you're right, Richard. And I suppose that we will move on here at Mong FM. We will remember Maggie fondly in our memories and our hearts. But now we must continue with the show. Maggie would have liked that. So we're going to take a few commercial breaks and then back for Brand Hatch.
Mong FM 96.6 FM.
For a great night out in London town, come down to the West End's favourite nightclub, Mince Nights, where you can enjoy a tasty man steak, a dripping wet man burger, or perhaps sit back and enjoy a smooth bottle of Krimpoff wine from the fields of Spain. Perhaps you can enjoy one of our bands, Johnny and the Bumfists or Turkish Bob, every Wednesday.
If you like adventure and you like rock climbing and you also like paragliding, you'll love this. It's Bumfest 1982 to 2007, our annual 25th anniversary. Come down and come around, because there'll be loads of coming everywhere. It's Bumfest. All you guys come down. Don't really want ladies there, they want guys. And lots of them, sweaty, hunky guys. Don't forget Bumfest. You can call us on 024-07564.
Essential body massage. Discreet, smooth, relaxing balms. Sensuous man oils and lady glue. Bacon spread. Lemon pate. Just a few of the special things you can get at Boots this weekend.
Free. All free. This is Soul Day Night down at 124 Leytonstone High Road. Get down, get smooth, we got some of the smoothest tunes around. Lots of men, more men than you can possibly imagine.
don't know what it's gonna do with groovy. Everybody knows it is 1-2-4, wait and stay the high road.
If you're fat and depressed, simply sick and tired with life, nowhere to go, come down to Bernie's. Bernie's Health Farm, 16 Macclesfield Way, Macclesfield. It's great for Botox, liposuction and arse washing. $5.99 a bucket. You can get your legs felt by a greasy Greek, and you can get your tits tweezed by a dirty Turk. Bernie's Health Farm, 16 Macclesfield Way, Macclesfield. We're not held responsible for any injuries. If you're a teenager, can't handle your revision, can't handle your parents, can't handle living at home, come down to Peter's. It's for young people like you. It's great. Lots of places to do revision, lots of places to smoke pot, and lots of places to get a thing out of bum by Pete. It's great. You'll love it. Now Pete's Place, the coolest place to go. You wanna get your bum fingered, asshole. Pete's Place, best place, 127, Kensington High Road. Bring your skateboard, bring down your rock albums, your iPod, bring everything you wanna fucking bring. It's great down at Pete's. It's the best place in the world for having your bum fingered. And skateboard and revision, everything like that, yeah. Pete is not responsible for any injuries to your anus.
If you like new school funk and that, like, get down to like Daydream. It's one of the best happening new school funk scenes on the scene, man. It's like nothing you've seen before. You can't believe what you're gonna see or hear. It's the best thing you've ever seen. Dawson Lane, E9. Call us every Saturday. We'll be there. Don't be square, cause it's fucking wicked.
So you can see that you've seen the scene.